so that we could die to sin and live, be healed, and live in his mercy and his triumph. Dear Jesus, you are great and awesome God. We just want to worship you here today. Please have your way tonight, O Lord. Amen.
Worship you, my King. as we lift up our hands. Will you meet us here as we call on your name? Will you meet us here? We have come to this place to worship you, God of mercy and grace. As we lift up our hands, will you meet us here? As we call on your name, will you meet us here? We have come to this place to worship you, God of mercy and grace. It is you we adore. Praises are for only you, the heavens declare. It is you, it is you. As we lift up our as we call on your name, lead us here. We have come to this place to worship you, God of mercy and grace. It is you we adore. It is you praises are for. God Almighty, it's holy, holy is His name alone. It's holy, holy is our God Almighty. It's holy, holy is His name alone. We adore. Holy, holy is our God Almighty. It's holy, holy is His name alone. It's holy, holy is our God Almighty. It's holy, holy is His name alone. As we lift up our hands, as we call to His name, as we lift up this place by our mercy and grace, praises are for only you, the heavens declare. It is you, it is you.
God, you are so holy. We just love to worship you. We love to be in your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to come at your feet and just give you the praise that you're worthy of.
You're worthy of so much more. You're worthy of all of our lives and even more than that, God. But tonight we give you what we have. We give you our praise, our focus, our attention, our time, because we believe you're worthy of it, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm about to take our tithes and offerings, and I feel like the Lord just really was laying this scripture on my heart. It's Psalm 36:7. It talks about how priceless is your unfailing love. Talking about the Lord. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delight. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. God allows us to feast on his abundance because he's never ending. He's never ceasing. Because when we try to get out of our own abundance and out of our own lives, there's a limit. But with God, there's no limit. With God, he talks about how he's unfailing. He likes to allow us to have his delight, and not just in portions, but in a feast. A feast is a really, really good time. So when you're giving tonight, just remember that we're giving to a God that gives to us so much that we don't deserve. And he, even if he didn't give anything to us, it'd be what we deserved. But even tonight, as you can tell, as we're praising him, as we're worshiping him, he's just giving his presence to us. And that's amazing. That's worth giving part of your life to. That's worth giving that 10% or even above that. It's worth it. And if it's worth it, it's worth trading your life for. Right? Let's give with a cheerful heart tonight and just remember what God has done for us and continue praising God through the next song. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you that you're allowing us to worship you. Thank you that we're able to give to you in even a practical way, God. I pray that you would bless this offering, that you multiply it, and you would help us to worship you even more tonight through the rest of the night. Amen. Thank you.
fire of God, fire of God. Yes, yes.
Woo! Woo! To worship you, Jesus, is my soul's desire. For this very heart you have shaped for your pleasure, purpose to lift your name high. Here in surrender, in pure adoration, I enter your courts with an offering of praise. I am your servant, come to bring you glory, as it's fit for the work of your hand. And now unto the Lamb, who sits on the throne, be glory.
to keep your hearts, just keep your hearts focused on the Lord right now in this time. Just want to encourage you. It's about 9:40 and you're free to go, but we're not done, and neither is the Holy Spirit. There's a thing that the Lord wants to do tonight, and if you have time to just wait on Him and just to yield to Him for a little bit, there is a waiting and a yielding to Him that He wants us to do tonight. And in that place, He's going to restore us. There's some of us in here who have wounds and burdens in our soul, in our emotions, in our hearts, in our minds. And tonight, God wants to restore those emotions, those thoughts, those perceptions of how you see yourself. Is this making sense? I want to encourage you that to sit and to yield and to wait in His presence. Just to wait in His presence. And you got time, but I don't encourage you to get alone. For this last bit, for the last 10 minutes or so, we're just going to get one-on-one with Him. And the Bible says, as you draw near to the Lord, and if you, in Ecclesiastes 5, it says, be careful what you say. Don't come to Him with a bunch of words, but listen. And I want to encourage you that tonight, when you just wait and yield to Him, He's going to give you, He's going to speak to you, and He's going to renew and to restore your soul, who you are. Amen? Let's do that. Let's get in that place. We're going to do about 10 more minutes or so. And each of us, get alone with Him and allow Him to do a restoration. Just listen to Him. Amen? Heavenly Father, tonight, God, we're grateful for Your presence. God, we're grateful for Your river. We thank You for Your quiet waters that restores our soul. God, tonight, I'm asking You to restore our souls. Come on, ask Him. Just one word, ask Him to restore your soul, and then just listen. Just listen to Him.
So full of words and so anxious, God. Lord, I pray that your peace would come. Lord, God, that you would make it sink deep into who we are, Lord, that we would walk in the peace of God, that our hearts and our minds would be set on you, and Lord, that we would walk in peace, and that we would know who we are, and that we would know we are loved. God, we thank you for your presence. God, we thank you for your awesome love, and we thank you for your peace, God, that there's nothing to worry about, there's nothing to be anxious about, because you are good, and you know it all. God, I pray that you would just bless us. Lord, I pray that you would seal the work that you've done in our hearts. God, I thank you for all that. God, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts, God, for being good to us and for sharing your presence with us, God. God, bless everyone here. Lord, I pray that you would bless them and protect them as they go. In Jesus' name, amen.
guys are free to go if you want. We're probably just gonna jam for a while. You're free to soak. You're free to love God. You're free to go in power and goodness and share the love of God with the world. So have a good night.